Okay, State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Queer, another Purple Project Podcast postcast coming to you right now. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. I'm recording this late night, Sunday, August 25th, 2024. Purple Project Podcast, your first time listening. Thank you so much. It is game time. Officially, or as I should probably say, game week officially for K-State football. More on that this week. We got a lot to cover on that end. Especially we'll get our predictions and everything else there this week. But we gotta keep it in-house with soccer. I mean women's soccer on this postcast edition, the third of the season for K-State women's soccer. And, well, I said they had to split the Pacific West Coast trip. And, they did as they lose to Gonzaga earlier today, 2-0 there as K-State gets shut out for the first time early here in the 2024 season. Gonzaga struck first there around the 37th minute there. Alexis Parker there struck a 18-yard field goal into the net there. And then K-State was just outmatched in the second half of this match there as Gonzaga. Well, like I said last week on the podcast, I don't know Portland State or Gonzaga. I don't know these teams. All I can go off of is the record. I know K-State women's soccer, though. We all know that from all the episodes, soccer episodes here on this particular K-State podcast. But yeah, Gonzaga dominant, really, throughout the ball game, especially in that second half. If you look at the inside of the numbers there, 19-5 in total shots and on goal, they're just all over Murphy Sheaf. 9-1 in shots on the goal there as the Bulldogs, Gonzaga, I'm talking about, 10-2 in corner kicks there. Even if with Sheaf giving up two goals, she did have seven saves. This could have been a lot worse than it looks, but Murphy Sheaf, again, despite the giving up the two goals, I mean, when you look at it, really, K-State offense non-existent in this match. Sheaf, seven saves on the afternoon there. Gonzaga now leads the series, though, 2-0 there in it. And kind of some positive K-State notes here. Staying on Murphy Sheaf, the goalkeeper for this women's soccer team. This is the Pearl Project Podcast postcast edition. The Wildcats, after shutting out Portland State 2-0, they get shut out themselves in this West Coast swing 2-0 against Gonzaga earlier today. This will come out earlier tomorrow morning as we finally arrive on game week 4. The football team is officially game week. But back to soccer. Sheaf has now tallied 5 or more saves in a match for the second time this season already. 10th time in a career in Manhattan. There's, well, Sheaf now, 99 career saves. One save away from triple digits. She should get that easily in the next match. Kinsey Gillespie, we're naming her again. 90 minutes, she played all 90 minutes of this match. Now bumps up her career minutes with K-State to over 49,000. Sunday marked her 58th career match there. As well, Ada Anderson, our first time mentioning this other core player on the K-State team. Ada Anderson usually is hot early in the season. Haven't heard much from her or Jackson Brown. Is that a concern? I don't know at this point. it's too early to hit the panic button right now. But going back to Anderson, she's also played in her 58th match earlier today as well. That's now tied for 10th in K-State history. Speaking of Jackson Brown, she also played all 90 minutes of this game. And even though she hasn't had her mark yet, she's now over 35,000 plus career minutes at K-State already. That with 3,573 to be exact. Mike DeBeanie, after his team gets shut out again, but getting shut out, not to be proud of it, but K-State, they have scored in every match up until this point. a year getting shut out by the Bulldogs earlier today in Spokane. Quote, the biggest thing I think is not to be reactive like we were in the first half to every possession. Every action, we were a step behind, and we looked like we were chasing a little bit more in the first half than we were in the second half. We adjusted and looked like we had a lot more opportunities. If you look at the numbers count, it's pretty even in the second half, minus the goal count. But as far as shots, offensive possession, and time of possession, just things that we were talking about in scout, from the beginning, it looked like they were more focused on using the knowledge in the preparation and scout in the second half, and they weren't as reactive. So overall, we have got to be better prepared and being on our front foot a little bit quicker and not being reactive, and I think the game could have been different, end quote, there as well. This is kind of the second time already here. It's young. We're young in the 2024 season. I think this is the second time we've heard this. They played from behind against Nevada, giving up. Nevada. Yeah, in Nevada. They scored that goal against Nevada at home, right? And they start off on a slow foot. All this saved from Coach Domenico. This is the second time they had to play kind of from out of gate behind the eight ball a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's important. Again, I hate to be a dead horse, but as I said already a thousand times already in the span of a couple of weeks, but you have to come out of the gate quicker than that, right? So, especially as a team like that. Now, again, I don't know Gonzaga soccer, so I can't sit up in here and say, oh, damn, you know, they're really good, because they came in here, no wins on the season, and it just, again, you have the pieces. Again, all the Andersons of the world, the Kenzie Gillespies, the Jackson Browns. You can go back to Jace Woodward scoring goals. You can go back to earlier Ryan Reynolds there, the Porterless of the world there. You have these pieces around, and just not, I don't know if we need like a tuba to wake the girls up for these matches or something, or to sound the horn for a couple minutes, but it seems like this team needs a little bit of a wake up call in these games. Now again, you have the talent on the offensive side, and you're 1-2, and you're doing this despite no noise from one of your best players in Jackson Brown, who was on the team last year as a freshman. He came on and really came on to start off early in the year last year. You're getting contributions from people we haven't heard until this year, like the Woodwards of the Ryan Reynolds, the transfers, right? So, is that a concern? I don't know right now. I just don't know right now. But hey, you're coming home for two games, and you got fires from home cooking. So next up for the K-State women's soccer team, this is the Pro Project Podcast postcast. K-State women's soccer falling, getting shut out by Gonzaga earlier today. And like I said, you had to split at least. Look, the highlight of the week of this road trip, you split. You had to split these games. There's just no question about it. You could not afford to go 0-3. 0-2, and then come home 0-3. Just can't do it. So, hey, at least goal is achieved by this team, and they have to work. I guess out of these three games, really, they have to work out being fast out of the gate. You just can't start slow. I mean, you don't have time like a football game or anything like that, or a marathon, or even a half marathon. I know I'm relaying this to running a little bit, but you got to. Right, start off a little bit faster, especially in hockey and all this other stuff. This team got to get off a fast start, and you're at home. Can't get off to a fast start. Two matches at home. They pick up on Thursday against Green Bay. You just beat this team last year. I shouldn't say right. you shut out this team last year. So, I mean, this. I better not eat my own words. But again, you just don't know which first half team K-State's going to be. So Green Bay comes to Manhattan on Thursday. That is the next match, August 29th there, as we come to the end of August and into the beginning of the football season, which we'll talk about all this week on the Pearl Project Podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. If you're new to the Pearl Project Podcast, appreciate it. for you. Stop by, give us a listen. We cover all things K-State sports. We are a unique K-State podcast, way different than your usual K-State podcast, which they focus on football, which is not, which, hey, that I'm not saying that's bad. That's a good thing because you got other K-State experts that are more closer to the team than we are because me and Alex Aiden, my co-host after every football game in 2024, are K-State alums. We love football, and we, of course, cover K-State sports. We're in college as well. So that's why the podcast we do is way different than your usual K-State podcast. So definitely, you're a K-State fan. You want to keep up with your latest K-State sports. This is the podcast to be, folks. And, of course, me and Alex Aiden will get together at least, hopefully, once. probably twice here this week. We'll go through, we'll run down predictions and talk UT Martin over on Podbean. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's GRIER, the number 3 EDID Podcast. That's gonna wrap things up on this postcast. K-State splits the West Coast swing after beating Portland State, shutting them out. Well, they don't score a goal against Gonzaga early today as they drop the Pacific Northwest trip finale at Gonzaga 2-0. Eddie Greer here at KC, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. We'll be talking to you all week coming up, getting ready for football season. It's on. Go Cats.